From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Bellman reporting stricter sanctions could be in the works after the latest North Korea nuclear test. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter today that the United States was considering cutting trade to any country doing business with North Korea. North Korea said it had tested an advanced hydrogen bomb for a long-range missile on Sunday, setting off a man-made earthquake near the test. Sunday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News about the possible move toward excluding from U.S. trade any country supporting Pyongyang.
There is the possibility of doing really what North Korea would like to see, which is to force the United States to the negotiating table and get what would be seen as concessions from the United States, which would essentially be to accept North Korea as a full-fledged nuclear power and to enter into negotiations for a peace treaty. What the North Koreans want to do ultimately is to have respect and to cut out South Korea, to be recognized as a country that can sit down on an equal basis with the United States.
That was VOA White House senior correspondent Steve Herman. In a pair of Twitter comments, President Trump said North Korea has become a great threat and embarrassment to China, which is trying to help out with little success. But Trump also rebuked U.S. ally South Korea, saying Seoul is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. This is VOA News.